JP Morgan lifts. Its BlackRock Bitcoin ETF stake 25% in Q2 13F. JP Morgan raised its position in BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF by 25% during the second quarter of 2026, according to the bank's latest 13F filing, surfaced by CoinMarketCap on August 15, 2026. The disclosure adds another data point to a pattern that has held since U.S. spot Bitcoin funds launched. Large regulated institutions keep expanding their exposure quarter over quarter rather than trimming it. The increase came through iBit, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, which remains the largest spot Bitcoin ETF by assets. A 13F is the quarterly report that institutional managers with more than $100 million in U.S. equity holdings must file with the Securities and Exchange Commission, listing their long positions as of the end of the quarter. The filings run on a 45-day lag, so this snapshot reflects where JP Morgan stood at the close of Q2, not its position today. A bank that spent years dismissing Bitcoin. The optics matter here. JP Morgan Chief Executive Jamie Dimon has spent the better part of a decade as one of Bitcoin's loudest critics on Wall Street, at one point calling it a fraud and saying he would fire any trader caught buying it. The bank's investment arm holding and adding to a Bitcoin ETF sits awkwardly against that history. The reconciliation is that a 13F position does not necessarily mean JP Morgan is making a directional bet with its own capital. Banks appear on these filings for several reasons: market-making inventory, positions held on behalf of clients, hedges against structured products, and seed positions tied to wealth management platforms. A rising iBit line can reflect client demand routed through the bank as much as any house view on price. Either way, the exposure is growing, and that is the number the market reacts to. Institutional accumulation against a soft tape, the filing lands while Bitcoin trades softly. BTC changed hands at roughly 62,953 as of August 15, 2026, down about 0.8% on the day and off 3% over the prior week, per CoinMarketCap market data. The fear and greed index sat at 36 in fear territory. Ether was near 1,880 WARS and Solana around $75. That contrast is the story. Institutions filing larger ETF positions while retail sentiment reads fearful is the kind of divergence that tends to draw attention because 13F accumulation is a slower, stickier form of demand than the spot flows that swing with headlines. It does not guarantee a price floor, but it does show that the regulated wrapper thesis for Bitcoin is still pulling in balance sheet money even during a drawdown. JP Morgan is not alone. A separate filing showed the bank is one of many traditional managers now carrying spot Bitcoin ETF lines, and the broader tape has stayed constructive. Spot Bitcoin, Ether, Solana, and XRP funds together pulled in more than $1.3 billion in a single recent week. The 13F season simply confirms in hard filings what the weekly flow data already suggested. Reading the filing without overreading it. A few cautions are worth keeping in mind. The 45-day lag means a Q2 snapshot can be stale by the time it publishes, and a bank can add in April and sell in July without that showing up until the next filing. Share counts also move with price, so part of any dollar value change reflects Bitcoin's own move rather than fresh buying. The cleaner signal is the share count, and a 25% jump in units is harder to explain away as a mark-to-market effect. For anyone tracking the institutional adoption curve, the takeaway is narrow but real. The largest U.S. bank, run by one of Bitcoin's most public skeptics, reported a bigger Bitcoin ETF position this quarter than last. It is one filing, not a strategy shift announcement, and it should be read as a single confirming data point rather than a turning point.